Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. Each week, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist and New York Times best-selling publicist, takes you behind the scenes with successful influencers, bloggers, and industry elites in conversation to share how they engage, persuade, and grow their unique influence. Her mission is to share exclusive insider tips, wisdom, and action-based tools to help you strengthen, monetize, and build your own industry-leading influence.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Influencer Insights. If you missed our kickoff episode last week, first of all, welcome. For a quick refresh, as a way to complement the regular influencer podcast, I wanted to create something for those of you seeking a way to easily consume a tidbit of value, even if you've only got a few minutes. So enter Influencer Insights and this very episode that you're listening to. Influencer Insights will also be published every week, every Monday, but these episodes will be about 10 minutes or less, and we'll be chatting about the biggest industry trends, questions, and facts from listeners, which, by the way, you can send those via iTunes or through the newsletter, and relevant topics that I've been seeing or reading about. So think of these as a quick bite of tactical information to apply to your life and business right in this very moment. The show is geared to be digestible, interesting, action-provoking, and as though we're chatting over our morning coffee or glass of wine together. On our first episode of Influencer Insights, we dished about the new type of relationship between brands and influencers and how campaigns have significantly changed over the years. If you're interested in creating longer-lasting and more authentic campaigns with brands, be sure to listen to this episode. And now for this week. I've actually been dying to talk to you guys about this topic because I know it's on the mind of a lot of us. Yep, I am talking about fake followers. Dun, dun, dun. If I had a dollar for every time I read an article or hear the term fake followers, I'm pretty sure I'd be flying private with Oprah by now. Anyone else? I know that it's a topic that provokes a bit of anxiety, eye rolls, or maybe even anger in some of us. I know that James Nord and I from Ford Card talked a lot about this in episode 48 of the Influencer Podcast. And I mean, let's face it, competing with robots and lots of them is not fun, but it's also just the new reality of this industry. So we've kind of just got to deal with it, right? I found one of my favorite articles yet on fake followers over on Women's Wear Daily and just had to dive into it with you guys. I love WWD's take on how fake followers are essentially causing an epidemic in this influencer world, and for a few main reasons. So let's chat a bit about what those reasons are, where the industry is at in terms of dealing with fake accounts, and the ways that you can go about not letting the fake followers ruin your day, ruin your influence, or just really make you want to like bang your head over the wall. So first up, it's no secret that in the past and in our current day, in some situations, brands were looking at pure follower count to assess whether they want to work with an influencer or not. It's just been a fact. Brands figured if someone had a reach of 1,000 followers or 100,000 followers or 10 million followers, then that'd be a safe bet for leveraging their brand and product. Well, what about the people who didn't have 10 million followers or some large enough number? Enter the rush for many people to buying fake followers. If more followers meant more money and more brand opportunities, then why not boost the numbers, right? And thus the epidemic was born. Luckily, light has been shed on this problem to some pretty big degree, and more so than ever, fake followers and large unengaged accounts are being shamed by the industry and by brands. Because you know what happens when you buy a following, even if it's an army of millions of robots, you don't have a genuine engaged account. By last year, an entire new technical industry was built to combat fake followers and to essentially help brands find followers and real followers, because that usually meant a better return on investment for brands. So like I mentioned just before, if you remember episode 48 of the Influencer Podcast with James Nord, James co-founded ForCard, it helps influencers ink deals with brands, and brands kind of get the peace of mind with the influencers that they're following. That's really like ForCard's basis. So how did they do that? Well, ForCard is using analytics to show whether influencers have a quote-unquote healthy scorecard, which is basically a real following or not. So when seeing an influencer's true score, brands can choose to work or to not work with that influencer based on what they see. Again, if you want to hear more about that or to get your own health score, be sure to listen to that episode with James, episode 48. But Four isn't the only company cleaning up this epidemic either. Every day we're seeing more companies built to essentially call out fake followers and to instead praise those with real engaged communities. The WWD article goes on to talk to mega influencer and one of my faves, Mariana Hewitt, and I loved her take. So essentially, Mariana has one of the healthiest scorecards of any influencer Four has assessed. And if you follow Mariana on Instagram, you know she has a crazy engaged community, and she's probably one of the most successful influencers in terms of deals, partnerships, and product lines when you're really thinking long-term business, right? So the girl has under 1 million followers, but her engagement levels are sky high, therefore making brands want to work with her. Mariana is such a wonderful example of what we should all strive to do as an influencer in terms of the engagement. Build the engaged, authentic community, and to stop worrying so much about the one metric or follower count. As for my biggest takeaway from the fake follower epidemic, no matter how you slice it, at the end of the day, fake followers can, and sometimes will, catch up to you. Brands are getting really, really smart about finding fake followers, and more so than ever, they're looking at engagement scores instead of pure follower numbers. New tech systems are developed daily, like daily, to seek out the unauthentic followings. Though a lot of followers may feel good in the instant, long term, it could hurt your influence and, most importantly, your business in this industry that so many of us work so hard to build. So, what do you do if you are someone out there who has bought followers in the past and have some robot friends in your following pool? First off, I don't want you to feel shamed. I don't want you to feel judged. And I don't want you to feel alone. Because there's a lot of people that have done this, and it's not a shameful thing, it's not a judgment thing, and it's not something that should make you feel alone. This is really to help us kind of understand that this is a learning curve. I'm sure all of us have been there one time or another to try to test something out to see if it worked, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. And then we learn and we grow and we can move forward. So first up, do not stress. As you can tell, it's been somewhat common, but it's time to kind of clean it up. The app cleaner, it's called Cleaner, will go through and clean up almost any ghost or robotic accounts out there. So I highly suggest checking it out. It will also clean up ghost followers, which I love. And by what I mean by ghost followers are accounts that could be real. So they're not any kind of followers that you've bought per se, but they're accounts who aren't actively engaged in your account. So don't be surprised if your engagement score when you do this goes up almost immediately once you get all of these fake people and just people that aren't engaged in your community off of your platform. All right, guys, that is it for today. But hopefully this gave you a bit more insight to what we can all do about the fake following epidemic, especially to overcome it as an authentic community. Before we go, I want you to ask yourself a few things. Number one, how can I reduce the number of fake followers or ghost followers on my account? Number two, am I providing brands with my engagement score? That's huge. Number three, how can I create meaningful work that means more than my following number? And lastly, how can I provide a more engaged experience for my community? Now, I would love to hear your feedback and thoughts on Influencer Insights. Please keep sending in any questions that you may have, as I'm going to be answering them on air. And to leave feedback or a question, head to iTunes and share those thoughts or questions as a review. You can also send in questions via the newsletter, which you can sign up and gain exclusive podcast access to at theinfluencerpodcast.com. Before you go, remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging me at Jewel Solomon and hashtagging the Influencer Podcast. I always love to see who is listening alongside me. Thanks for listening and talk to you soon.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.